Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, the last great medal hope of ours, and I hope the pressure's off her because we've already got these record games for Ireland and she's a very, very young woman. But Rashidat Adeleke has become the first Irish woman to qualify for an Olympic sprint final. She came second in the women's 400 metres. And there's so much commentary and pundits pouring over every second of that race, the sub 50 second race it is. So one man who knows Rashida very, very well, he trained her at the Tala Athletics Club, is Sean Bulger. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
You're a happy man watching these games.
I am. What a games we're having.
Yeah.
What a games we're having. Very successful.
Tell us, you train the junior sprinters, is that right? What age would they be?
So from kind of teenagers all the way up then, I would coach them, and I would have coached Rashida for a few years back when she was a teenager.
Wow. And she's born and bred in Tala. When did you spot her and know, oh, we have somebody different in our hands here?
I started training her at 12 years of age, but wow, when she really got going was at about 14, we knew it was something special we had here. And just ever since then, she's just got better and better and better. And now here we are, you know, 10 years later, and we're in an Olympic final.
It's unbelievable you put it like that. Is there much competition at that age level, and what would you have seen her achieve?
So firstly, it's just kind of starting them off in the sport and getting them to compete. But really, from the get-go, she was just winning basically every race.
Right.
And then even when she was starting to do internationals, she would run the internationals a year or two out of age.
Wow.
But she would still be meddling. So it was always kind of a very exciting prospect to come through. And it's just great to be able to actually see that come into and turn into kind of a professional athlete and basically an Olympic medal prospect.
It's extraordinary. And you were there from the very beginning. And when you're training the junior sprinters, I mean, what kind of regime do you put through these young kids? Because they are kids and they're going through the teenage years and all of that. What's the level of training like in the Tala Club there?
Yeah, so we basically, I've run them through two or three track sessions a week. We do a little bit of gym work as well.
Right.
And basically, you just kind of, the most important thing is with kids is you want to get them competing, get them used to kind of, you know, get involved in the sport. And as they get older, then you just give them a little bit more training. And then once they really, really enjoy the sport, they tend to really kind of buy into it, if you want to say. And then obviously then if you can keep going and get more success, you can obviously hopefully have an athlete like Rashida's caliber.
And she has a real kind of bursting, brimming personality, doesn't she? She had a passion for it as a kid.
Yeah, you could see that from very early on. She was really into the training, really into the sport, and she wanted to be good. Like, and that's one of the big things about, especially at such a young age, knowing what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And look, there's no surprise. Look, as I said, look, Olympic final tomorrow evening.
She's a brilliant cracker. I remember listening to her. She was talking to a British journalist at the side track of the European Athletics Championships. And she was just giving her a review of Dublin, telling her where to go and so on. She's just one of those people, isn't she? She lights up wherever she goes.
Yeah. No, she's really, really nice and easygoing and kind of very, very positive. And she always gives a really good interview. But it's great to see for the younger kids to be able to see somebody like that, especially the local people in Tala Glen Club and even the wider community of Tala, to be able to see one of theirs out there on the big stage and doing the business.
And she has a real trademark feature. This white bow that she has in her hair, people will know, that's become the best way to celebrate her and show your support in around Tala and around the country.
Yeah. So the bow has become quite popular as of recently. So you would see a lot of girls now at the races, the younger age races, they would try and kind of, you know, copy just to be like Rashida and have the bow in the hair. Like, and it's great to see it is, you know, the support that she gets.
It's a white ribbon that she ties in.
It's a white ribbon, yeah.
And looking at the pictures, it's from the papers there. Actually, it's from yesterday. The kids you have in the Tala Athletics Club. You've got Amani, who's from Clondalkin, Gloria from Tala, and Gabriella from Lucan. they are like what Rashida Ataleke is doing for them is phenomenal.
Oh, it's amazing. Like the girls really look up to her, and they see that, you know, the path that she's chosen, and they want to do the same path. Like they see all the good stuff that comes out of sport, and you know, it really does inspire the next generation. And that's one thing that, you know, having somebody in your local club that's trained on the same track, coach, etc., it gives you kind of the idea that if she can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, it's given the whole place a lift. Okay, now on the race itself, as I say, it's been poured over everywhere. Should we limit our expectations? What are we looking at? She's only 21. This is all a new experience for her, but she does seem to be brimming with confidence. What's your view when you've seen her in the heats and you've seen her now in the semi-finals?
It's the first final, the first Olympic final she's got to. Yeah. But even though last night she finished second in her semi-finals, she actually ended up with lane four for the finals, if you've seen the lane draw, right. Which this is actually works out perfect for her because her main competitors are actually going to be outside her. So yeah. She can basically run off them. So that's basically what the game plan would be now going into the final tomorrow.
It's the sweet spot.
It is the sweet spot, you know, so you couldn't ask for a better lane draw than what she got.
I've been listening to the pundits here. They've been sort of cooling off our expectations a bit.
Yeah, well, like, you know, it's because we were probably expecting her to win the semi-finals. Mm-hmm. But I think what happened with her was in the semi-final after Nasir came on the inside of her, I think she kind of just settled for second place.
Right.
I don't think she kind of exerted any extra energy she didn't need to. So I think by the time the final comes around tomorrow evening, I think you're going to see a different Rashida.
Really?
And I think it's going to be a very, very close race, yeah.
The word fatigue has been used a lot in reports. Why is that? Why are we seeing that? Why are people thinking that she's fatigued looking?
I don't even think it was so much fatigue. I just think she just kind of panicked. Just a little bit, just a slight panic when Nasir came on the inside of her. And then, like, you have to remember, they're running 400 metres. So even if you do slow down, you've still ran 400 metres. So I wouldn't worry so much about that. Like, look, she'd be well conditioned and well able for this. Okay. She's ran a championship before with a personal best in the final.
God,
and I think she'll bring her A game tomorrow.
You're full of optimism. The favourite would probably be Kazmarek, who beat her in the Europeans.
She'd be one of them. So she's out in lane seven. I think the favourite would be Paulino. She's in lane six.
Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic. She's a double world champion. So I think lanes six, seven and eight are the kind of the real threats. But again, as I was saying, Rashida will be able to kind of watch these as she's coming through the first 200, make her move whenever. They won't be able to see her. So that's why I think this is the right race for Rashida, you know.
So how are you feeling then? If you could call it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close race. I think Rashid is a big time runner. I think she's proven that over the years. So if she can run her best race, like, she can definitely win a medal. I'm 100% certain on that.
And because I think coming in, when I was reading stuff before the Olympics, it was bronze would be the best we could hope for because she's so young and so new. Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah.
A medal. When you say a medal, you're thinking that, are you?
Yeah, well, like, I mean, it's a final. Once you're in a final, anything can happen. Anything can happen.
And
Rashida is known to be able to step it up in the finals. So I definitely think she's well capable of getting a medal. I think it's going to be a close race. I don't think it's going to be as open as the semi-finals were.
Right. Well, you know your stuff, Sean Bulger. And thanks a million. All the Tala teenagers and beyond, they're all going to be watching. And good luck to you. I hope we'll see more come through because she's going to inspire more and more sprinters, isn't she?
Of course.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, no, she has a great effect on the younger athletes at the club.
Fair play to you. Thanks a million, Sean.
No problem, Oliver. Take it easy.
Good luck to you. Enjoy it. Enjoy it if you can. Watch it through.
I will.
And just to let everybody know when we can get ready for the panic tomorrow night, Friday night, that is. It'll be live from the Stade de France on RT2 television, 7 p.m. That is the moment to look out for when we will be catching our breath. And then we can relax and reflect on the incredible couple of weeks we've had.
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.